News and Current Affairs Podcast, Mid-Coast Morning at chly.ca/news.
And here's one of the tracks from that album, now available on Bandcamp. So you can just check it out. Search for The Glass Cage on Bandcamp. But here is I Think I Love You from Long Lost and I'm a Band, The Glass Cage. Glass Cage, and that was I Think I Love You. And if you're at all familiar with psychedelic music from that era, or just love music in general, I think you can sort of get a sense of why the fellow who found the record, the acetate, just unlabeled in a bin, why that caught his attention so much when he put it on the player. I love this story. If you can imagine, you know, teenage band. They actually get in the studio, which in that time was not that easy. It's not like today where, you know, recording equipment, you can do it on a laptop and do amazing things. You know, we're talking really expensive tape machines, reel-to-reel machines, you know, getting into any multi-track environment, even harder. Get in the studio, get something recorded, and it never kind of goes anywhere. You go on with your life, an entire life. You know, you grow up, you go to graduate school, maybe go to college, have a whole career, life, marriage, kids, retirement. And here you are, all of a sudden, this blast from your own past, somebody calls you up and all of a sudden, people from around the world are looking at what you did, listening to what you did, and saying how amazing it is. It's like, boom. What a great story. And they are indeed getting the album and the release are getting, and the band are getting quite a lot of attention from, you know, there's a whole scene of people who are into this style of music. And, you know, people who follow it and trade it and look into it and are always eager to find something new. And they're getting a lot of attention from those folks. and beyond. What a great story. So I'm really thankful to the people at CHLY for grabbing this one and allowing us to bring it to you today. Once again, if you want to check out more from that, from the band and that release, want to know what all the fuss is about, you can find them on Bandcamp, The Glass Cage, and you can buy a vinyl version of the record for $35 or so, which would be perhaps the best way to show your love for the music. All right, thanks. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Speak Up. My name is Magnus Tiewold. We are going to bring you Gardening with Embark. Pablo Vimas joined me just at the end of last week for our first gardening talk session of the year, and he will be back every week. So this week we're chatting about, we're going to be talking about planning your garden for the year and just sort of getting your seedlings ready and thinking ahead and getting ready to get back out there in the garden. All right. Good morning and welcome to Gardening with Embark. And joining me in the studio is Pablo Vimas of Embark Sustainability, our gardens expert. It's been a little while. We've been taking a rest over the winter.
Hello, yes. Good morning, everyone. Yes, we've been taking a rest since week 46 till now. So, yeah, we kind of been looking after the garden when it's put to bed for winter. And now we start with a new gardening season.
Right. Now, for you, is it, I mean, we haven't been on the air talking about the gardens and stuff during the cold weather, but does that mean you are getting a rest?
Oh, yes. Yes, this is the time that we most of the gardeners take a rest. Yeah. This is the time that we look into planning, what we're going to plant next year, how evaluate how the season went, and have new projects as well.
Right.
In meantime, as well, we are looking to the garden over the winter, how it's going, keeping maintaining the garden. And, yeah, this year was quite mild. The winter was mild, so we don't have any snow. Mm-hmm. No need to go and try to fix things that got broken. So, yeah, I'm quite restful this year.
So we're going to talk today just about planning for the gardening year ahead. And there's a whole system around doing that to keep people on track and know when they need to be doing stuff.
Yes. So at the moment, we, as I mentioned, most of the winter we take our time to plan for the next gardening season. And that means that we get our garden magazine, garden guide from the seed houses, and we scroll through, we browse, and we start selecting our seeds for the next year. This is one part of the garden, the planning. The second part is starting our seeds indoors because mm-hmm. we want to kickstart the season as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So at the moment we are week 9, and we are planning for week 14, so the first week of April.
That's when we'll be putting things in the ground?
Which we will put things in the ground. So we prefer to start with transplants, particularly all the brassicas, the cabbage family vegetables. And later, so that we going had quite planning quite in advance, so we can start planting very early. Mm. However, this weather has been a very, very exciting last week. Very cold. The ground froze, at least the first inch. It was very, very cold to be even outdoors. 2 weeks before, it was so mild. Nice weather, 14 degrees, 13 degrees, bumblebees, honeybees, and wasps, they were out. And crocuses, snowdrops, they were just flowering. Like, what's happening? All the native plants, like Oregon grape and red flowering currant, they are already on flower.
Yeah.
So, like, what's happening with this? But that's so sometimes we gardeners get, look at nature, what it's doing, and we get excited. And we go to the garden and start seeding. And then the cold comes and killing everything. So, we have learned over the years that we shouldn't get too excited and just take our time. So at the moment we are working towards start seeds indoors.
Right, and so what sort of progress do we make as we go through the year? Because there's also, you know, we've talked the sort of cycles of plants we do in the spring, and then plants we do in the summer, and plants we do in the fall.
Correct.
Which is sort of perhaps the high level view, but then it breaks down into much more sort of specific timetables.
Yeah, so at the moment we are planning for the spring crops, which will start in April.
Yeah.
And when we are mid-April, we will start thinking, oh, mid-May is a time that we should bring our summer crops out, particularly tomato, peppers.
Yeah.
And then we, by the end of June, we start our nursery for the fall garden.
Mm-hmm.
By the beginning of September, we start our fall garden. And by the beginning of November, the garden is put to bed for the winter.
Yeah.
So those are the big, big deadlines that we, as a gardeners, keep here in Metro Vancouver. Of course, if you are in other regions, you will have to follow what the nature says.
Mm-hmm.
So, and each time, for instance, now we are looking into our cold crops and leafy greens, and then we are going. We are just purchasing a lot of seeds at the moment.
Yeah,
lots of seeds. In order to buy the correct seeds, you need to do your homework in advance to see that you match the vegetable with the right season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as we go through the year, I mean, you've already talked a bit about it now. We talk a lot about what week we're in and what weeks are coming up. Explain how that system is helpful for the gardener.
Yeah, so we tend to have a calendar. So working by weeks is way, way easy to keep track of what we are planting.
Yeah.
That's very beneficial. For instance, we know that seedlings takes between 6 and 8 weeks since seed before transplanting, so that has to be done indoors at the moment. And for cold summer crops, it takes between 10 to 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we plant from mid-May, week 21st, and then we move 10 weeks forward, backwards, and then we are around week 12 that we'll be planting our indoor summer crops indoors. Yeah. And then by June, all the nursery is done outdoors because why to bring indoors?
Yeah.
Unless you don't have a space.
Yeah.
So if you are doing container gardening in your balcony, in your terrace, and there is no space for doing nursery, you will keep your grow lights growing all year round.
Right.
So yeah, we won't stop that. But if you have a piece of a community garden, a piece of land, then you will designate a small section for nursery.
Yeah.
So that's planning always a step ahead. So when the season arrives, you're knowing in suddenly, oh, I don't have plants.
Yeah.
And then you have to go and get, and we know that there are garden centers where you can get your plants, your seedlings, but sometimes they don't have the variety that you like. So we gardeners tend to grow what we like to eat.
Yeah.
And therefore, we start our own seedlings, so we are sure that we plant what we like.
Good. So, what do you have? What are your plans for the Embark Garden in terms of this year? What plants are you going to do, and when will you get going on them?
Okay, so the Embark Garden. If you recall last season, we were talking about the garden being moving to a new site.
Yeah.
So this year is a big experience in our garden. All the garden beds are self-watering, so we need to start with that, learning to use the self-watering garden beds, which is going to be something exciting because we now have to not to water too much, not to water too little. We have to find the balance so our vegetables are happy. So we are in the new new site. We also know that this site is wide open, and so wildlife will visit us, so we have to be ready for that. It gets wind from the southwest. We get lots of wind from there, so as well we need to find our way how it affects our crops. So this year in our new location is a learning year.
Right.
Yes, learning year, and as well to see there is lots of traffic, people garden visitors crossing through the garden.
Yeah.
So as well we have to see what is the impact of all the garden visitors is. So at the moment, we've been renting garden beds. We have 30 garden beds. Half of them have been rented. We still have other plots available for members of the SFU community.
And those are 4x4 beds?
Garden beds, 4x4 by 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
So they are quite decent size and enough for a person, an individual who likes to grow some food. So as I mentioned, these garden beds are open for rent for all members of the SFU community. We will be reopening the registration in our website, embarsustainability.org. So if you are interested, visit our website and register, and we have some plots available. So if those plots are no rented, we will be growing lots of vegetables, particularly leafy greens.
Tell me a bit, because I mean, it's a learning garden.
Correct.
So a big part of what you're doing is teaching. And tell me about your programs for that.
Okay, so yeah, teaching is one of the main things in our learning garden. For instance, we are at the moment we're planning a gardening workshop for March the 6th on Friday between 2 and 4 is about start your seeds indoors. So if you feel like, oh, I would like to start my seeds indoors, I need some knowledge about that, come join in our workshop, and you will leave excited and confident that you can start your seeds indoors for a gardening season. And during the year, we host 4 learning cohorts. So members of the community which are interested in gardening with us or learning, developing their gardening skills, join me for 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. They get their garden plot to practice, and they help me to maintain the two learning gardens that we have in campus. And through those, as well, I share all the knowledge and experiences by theory and hands-on, you develop your gardening skills. So after 7 weeks, you will be confident in continue gardening. So we have one in spring, which starts in March 19th.
Yep.
And we go until the end of April, and then we start the first summer cohort in May until June. And then after in second week of July, we start the second summer cohort. And then we return from September. At the end of September, we start the fourth one, which is the fourth cohort.
Excellent. So, I mean, this segment, our talk, we're going to be talking, is also about learning. So we're going to be talking as we go through the year every week on, and we'll run it on the radio on Mondays, about gardening and about what people need to be thinking about every week. And what are we going to be talking about in the upcoming weeks?
In the coming weeks, we'll be talking about gardening approach. So there is no right way of gardening. So that we start with that. There is no unique way of gardening. There are lots of ways, like around 15 different types. And there are 3 or 4 philosophies out there. Permaculture, many people say, I apply in permaculture. Now we have regenerative agriculture. We have biodynamics as well. So all those philosophies have their own agricultural practices, so which we'll be exploring on that. And then we'll be talking about starting seeds indoors, the solar calendar. We are basically, agriculture is based in the sun, so the solar calendar, but as well, indigenous cultures, they follow very much the moon calendar. Mm-hmm. So we will be talking about that as well. The two calendars that can we use in gardening. We can talk about direct seeding, which plants should be planted directly, which plants benefit from starting indoors, harvesting, picking, how to harvest, what we should consider when we are harvesting our vegetables, weeding and watering, very much work over the summer. And this, I hope this year is quite low because we have our self-watering garden beds. So will be a new experience about that. Pruning, trellising, and all your summer crops. And how to store them as well, and then we can talk about herbs, preservation of herbs. We have lots of herbs around in our garden, and so bit by bit we go through the season with different activities and practices.
Excellent. So I think it's going to be very exciting, and I think if people tune in every Monday or check us out online, you're going to learn a lot about how to get the most out of your garden. Well, not only how to get the most out of it, how to also be efficient in your garden, because there's lots of tricks to working well.
Yes, there are different tricks and shortcuts that accelerate our gardening, and as well to be proficient and get the best of the small space that we are growing here in campus.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Pablo. Pablo Vimas of Embark Sustainability. We will be here every week to tell... Well, Pablo will be here every week to tell you more about gardening here in BC. Thanks so much, Pablo.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and I'm glad to be back for another gardening season. I'm very, very excited.
Great. Quickly tell us about how to find out more about Embark and its programs.
Embark Sustainability is a nonprofit organization based in SFU, Burnaby Campus, and we are our headquarters in the Student Union Building 1310, and we focus on two main streams of sustainability. One is climate change, and the other is food justice. So we agriculture and gardening is a combination of two of them. And then we have lots of workshops, learning cohorts, and other activities that happen in our community. You can learn about more about Embark at embarksustainability.org and visit our social media channels at Embark Sustainability.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Pablo. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
And Pablo will be back every week to talk about gardening here in the Vancouver area and BC with lots of tips and advice and information about having success in your garden this summer. Lots of fun. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Speak Up, and my name is Magnus Tiefold. We have in about 8.5 minutes, Democracy Now! Will be coming up. As you're probably aware, the U.S. and Israel launched strikes against Iran starting on Friday night, and that's been ongoing throughout the weekend. A really complicated and complex and dynamic situation there. Iran has responded with strikes throughout the region, and anyway, Democracy Now! I think is going to dig into that in real depth in the coming hour, so I'm not going to say too much more. I know the Iranian community is excited at to see the end of the ruler there, many in the Iranian community, the Ayatollah Khomeini, but the regime still stands. They are responding to the U.S. and Israeli attacks, and we will just have to see where things go. And I think to get some of the latest stuff, you can stay tuned right here on CJSF 90.1 FM for Democracy Now!, because they will be going into that in depth with their access to experts and connections. It should be pretty interesting. So tune in for that. Coming up later today, lots of great programming, typically Tuesday at 3, at noon, just after Democracy Now! Is Wandering Rhythms with Nick Legacy. That'll be great as well. Let's take a quick look at the weather for the Vancouver area. It's been pretty nice weather all through the weekend. A beautiful sunny day out there with some pretty warm temperatures. But it looks like we're going to get a shift into cloudy skies and rain starting tomorrow. Temperatures are going to stay the same, around 10 degrees, 10, 11 degrees or so. That's not going to change, but we're going to get a mix of overcast and showers, looking like for most of the rest of the week until perhaps Sunday. We'll see what happens. But of course, you know, last week was supposed to be, according to the Monday forecast, very cloudy and rainy throughout the week. And most of the week was actually pretty nice. So we'll see how things turn out. I got to say, I feel very lucky to be living here in Vancouver on the West Coast with the kind of weather we're having lately. Was out for a walk yesterday out to White Cliff Park. Beautiful sunshine, warm temperatures. Such a nice day. What a great way to spend, you know, the first day of March with nothing but a t-shirt and a hoodie on, enjoying the sunshine. It was great. All right, we have some music for you here from their new release, which is charting now well on campus community radio stations across the land. This is Ostra, and the track is Math Equation from their latest album. And excuse me, Math Equation, that was a remix, in effect, Quell remix. Awesome little tune. That was cool. That's from a relatively new release from them. And you can find it in all the usual outlets and streaming platforms. All right, we have Democracy. This is the end of the show for today. Thanks for tuning in to Speak Up. My name is Magus Tevels. I've been your host today. Danny Nesvadirani will be in the chair tomorrow at 10 o'clock, so tune in for that. Democracy Now! And all your latest news on the war in the Middle East coming up right now.
Hi, I'm